USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Facebook is facing an antitrust lawsuit from nearly every state. New York Attorney General Tish James says Facebook has engaged in unfair trade practices, buying out perceived competition, and failing to protect users' privacy.
No company should have this much unchecked power over our personal information and our social interactions. We are taking action today and standing up for the millions of consumers and many small businesses that have been harmed by Facebook's illegal behavior.
James highlighting Facebook's purchase of Instagram and WhatsApp as specifically troubling given the sum they were acquired for and their status as competitors. Hunter Biden said on Wednesday that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware has opened an investigation into his taxes. Biden saying his legal team was contacted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says final authorization for an emergency distribution of a coronavirus vaccine could come within days.
The FDA assessment showed that the vaccine was around 95% effective, was efficacious across different groups, including the elderly and people with comorbidities, and did not show any significant safety concerns.
Azar telling a briefing that 20 million people could be vaccinated by the end of the year, with another 50 million coming by the end of January. President-elect Joe Biden is formally introducing his pick for defense secretary. Retired four-star general Lloyd Austin would be the first African-American to run the Pentagon if he is confirmed by the Senate.
And he shares my deeply held belief in the values of America's alliances. And he is just as committed as I am to rebuilding and modernizing those alliances.
Back in 2016, Austin said that ISIS was terrorism's JV team. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The coronavirus vaccine is being rolled out in the UK.
The first person to be vaccinated against the coronavirus in the United Kingdom received her shot on Tuesday. 90-year-old Margaret Keehan received the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine after it received approval from British health officials last week. So when will the U.S. see the first of its citizens receive the vaccine? The head of Operation Warp Speed believes we're just days away. Dr. Monsif Slawi laid out the timeline to Fox News.
In the U.S., that same vaccine will be reviewed by the FDA on Thursday, and the FDA may approve that vaccine either Friday or Saturday. Within 24 hours, we will be shipping the vaccine, and within maybe 12 hours from arriving into the immunization sites, the first subjects may be immunized, which could happen on Sunday or maybe more likely on the Monday.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The UK coming out and saying people with a significant history of allergic reactions shouldn't be given the Pfizer and BioNTech coronavirus vaccine. That's according to UK's National Health Service after two healthcare workers had symptoms after receiving the shot. An ordinance to ban cigarette smoking in San Francisco apartments failed to get a second vote from supervisors Tuesday, meaning the proposal is dead for now. If approved, smoking marijuana would have been allowed in your apartment, but not cigarettes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.